New York City Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau left her post earlier this week after nearly 2 years leading the health department, including during the height of New York's coronavirus outbreak. She's the latest high-ranking person of color to leave the de Blasio administration. The mayor often spotlights the diversity of his team and the steps he has taken to address implicit bias. But now many in the city are asking what he has done to address his own. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
Mayor de Blasio has often talked about the need for implicit bias training for the NYPD. In his 2016 State of the City speech, he explained the value for officers.
Helping them identify and understand and change unconscious behaviors that may affect their policing.
The training has been in place since 2018, and it's not a panacea, but it asks officers to reflect. Teachers also take this kind of training, but it's unclear whether the mayor has himself taken training to spot his own biases. Asked about it a day after the highest-ranking Latina in his administration left, citing her deep disappointment with him, de Blasio wouldn't say what he's done to address his own biases beyond talking to his wife.
I think it's something that every one of us should be thinking about all the time. It's certainly a conversation that Charlene and I have had for years, Bridget, about how this society has coded us all in very negative ways that have to be weeded out.
The mayor went on to cite the premium he's placed on diversity, how a majority of senior officials are women, but the issue of how he treats staffers and the kind of culture he's cultivated within city government remains a source of deep frustration among current and former staffers at all levels and runs counter to the rhetoric he uses when he talks about making New York the fairest city. Christina Gonzalez worked in the mayor's 2013 campaign and went on to spend about 4.5 years in City Hall. She's also part of a group of staffers who wrote an open letter to the mayor demanding changes at the NYPD stemming from the department's handling of the George Floyd protests.
I appreciate that the mayor is having these, what I hope are difficult conversations and important conversations with his wife, who is a Black woman. But it's just, I hope that he understands that it's not enough.
She said if nothing is done to make women, and especially women of color, feel like their voices are being heard, then they'll leave, like she did, and so many others, including Dr. Barbeau. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.